The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest for you today, Marla Jansen with Marla Jansen Real Estate out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in Canada. How are you, Marla?
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. So Marla, I'm going to ask you, you're not going to get away with it today. I'm going to ask you what I ask everybody, their first question. Were you the five-year-old young lady tugging at her parents' pant leg and saying, hey, I can't wait to be a realtor one day? Or were you like most of us, where you kind of fell back into it?
I fell back into it. That's for sure. Although my mom did say that when I was young, we grew up in a really small community. And back then there was still papers. Like, we had party lines on our phones and newspapers that you looked at the real estate listings. So she used to always, I'd always look at them every weekend. That was, you know, most kids look at the comics back in the day.
Right.
But I was kind of the, I loved looking at all the houses. She's like, oh, maybe you want to be a realtor one day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Kind of funny, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always say, well, I used to say to people, like, if they were wanted to be, hey, I'm a realtor. And I go, why do you want to be a realtor? I love houses. I go, go be an architect. You know, do you love selling? Do you like people? Okay. Maybe then you could be a realtor. But so how did you get into real estate? I mean, did you find a trusted mentor that helped you out? Or did you just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go take the exam and I'm going to run.
I think it's kind of, you know, the mentor type thing. I originally went to university, went to fashion design is kind of where life took me. I was really passionate about that, which really helps actually in real estate now. I also worked in retail sectors where I would manage stores and I would kind of make them operational. So if they were having issues within the store, within management, I would kind of hire and fire, get it going. So it's income producing again, and kind of go on and help out the next one. So I think even those kinds of things in the background really definitely help with real estate. But in my early 20s, I moved out to Vancouver Island. So in Canada as well. So I was out there. And when I was out there, I became really good friends with a guy, and he actually is retired now, lives in the Philippines, but he had been in real estate out there for a long time. And he would nag me all the time. Marla, you need to be in real estate. Marla, you need to be in real estate. Why don't you just come and like be my assistant? Just come feel it out. Like, I'll pay for your course. You should be a realtor. I'm like, I don't want to be a realtor, you know? And then once I actually moved to Saskatchewan, it kind of was always in the back of my head because he'd drill it into me all the time that I should look at real estate. And yeah, one day I was just like, gonna do it. I'm gonna buy the book.
I am. Yeah, here I am. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
15 years later. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You sometimes you look back and go, how'd that happen? You know, that's amazing. So, you know, we got to hear kind of how you got started, which is fantastic. So tell me about today. Do you, are you a solopreneur? Do you have a team? What does that look like? And then how do you organize that?
Yeah, I am a solo agent, but I do definitely refer a fair bit of business out. So I'm not established as a team. That is something I am kind of looking to transition my business into in the next couple of years, for sure, is to build an actual official team. And that was one of the reasons why I went to the brokerage that I did, is because I can kind of brand myself that way and set up a team through real estate quite easily.
Right.
But I do a lot of business. So with that, because I am an icon agent and I do a lot of deals, I am the main contact on all of my clients, whether they're buyers or sellers. If I can't take on somebody, then obviously I work alongside the person, but refer them to a buyer agent. Typically, I look after all the listings myself. I have a lot of new construction as well that I work with. So I do have sales people as well that work in my different show suites and stuff, because I obviously can't do all of those for all the hours. So that kind of works well, that they can, you know, assist the buyers that come through and pick up leads and that sort of thing as well.
Nice. Very nice. So, you know, you told us how you got in to being a realtor. And then we kind of heard about today how you're running your operations and things. So let's put on our prognostication hats real quick. And let's look at the future. What does the vision board look like for the next 1, 3, and 5 years for you? And how do you plan on getting there?
in just real estate as a general, or in my personal real estate business?
Could be either one. Yeah. You know, whatever goals you might have for real estate or for yourself, what are we looking in the future?
No, sounds good. That is exciting, because where we are right now, with one of the builders that I work with three builders, and one of them is, their goal is to be the number one builder in Saskatchewan in the next 5 years. So we have partnered with another land developer, business owner in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And with that right now, we're building out a whole development. So we have about 500 houses right now that we are under construction. The ones that we have listed right now kind of start at the 700,000 range to a million, and we're starting another lane home that will be offering around the 500,000 price point. But with that, eventually there'll be multifamily condo, apartment buildings and that sort of thing. So I have kind of transitioned some of my business to accommodate that type of development too, because right now I have other condo projects as well, 110 unit project and a 95 unit project that I run, and they'll kind of be wrapping up in the next little bit. So that I'll be kind of gearing some of my marketing, my business into that whole development area. And I'm also looking at an acreage build area. Yeah, so that's part of why I have to kind of adjust my team. And I really do feel like I need to set things up a bit more, because I kind of do it right now without having the official team. So I'm going to be branding my website, launching a new one this year. And then with that, it's the same web address, but just kind of redoing that whole system. And then with that, that is my next goal, probably in the, like about a year from now, just kind of changing what that structure will look like. I have a couple new agents coming on as well that I've been mentoring, and we'll kind of put that into
play.
Next year.
Sure. For sure. How do you plan on, or I guess this is a twofold question. One, you know, marketing has changed so much. I mean, the last 2 years were crazy, right? Just as a realtor with the pandemic and everything else. And then prior to that, you know, everybody had a way of marketing themselves. But with the pandemic shifting, and you know, there's been a lot of, like what we're doing now, right? Using a Zoom meeting for a podcast, things like that. How do you go about finding new clients? You know, do you have a sphere you pull from, or are you boots on the ground? How does that work? How does that look? And then maybe even stretch that a little bit into, you know, if you plan on building a team, how do you plan on going about, you know, building that team or finding people to be on that team, I guess?
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of big question there, but
it is a big question. I had a hard time spitting it out. I was like, this question's lasting forever. Answer only half of it, maybe. We'll start there and see where it goes.
And it's changed a lot. So like you said, with the pandemic and how that kind of changed, I'd already been mostly an online business prior to that. Like I work with an online brokerage. So with that, I do a lot of my market evaluations and stuff online after I do initial walkthrough of a property. When I started in real estate, obviously it was quite different than it is now. We didn't even have computer systems back then, right? So it was MLS books. Right. So I really was on the forefront of branding myself and my own website, getting a Google business profile. So as those things became available and technology moved forward, I was really trying to move with the times and knowing that's really where the future is going to be. That's where, as being, I think, an agent, you know, back then, 10 years later, this like where we are now, what I would kind of have to do. So just setting myself up online has really done a lot. I've never been the agent that was a door knocker, a cold caller. That's not really how I've ever run my business. When I started, when you kind of start, you do basics a little different. I was putting 8 hour days, even though I had no clients, but I was working the system, learning it, looking online at for sale by owners, doing market evaluations, seeing if I could contact people because I know I could sell their house based on what that market evaluation was. And from there, I really just built my business. So I'm kind of that Buffini kind of feel where you work your referral base. And that's really after about years, almost three or four, I had a really good client referral base. And I just spent a lot of times having client parties, connecting even smaller connection groups with, you know, you'd have people over for dinner, you know, when they move into their house, you'd, you know, get together with them, you know, not really throw a party, but do a little get together with them.
A housewarming, right?
Yeah, just different events, but trying to personalize it. I've always been that way. So I think when you grow your business with those really good personal connections, you have a lot of referral leads. So I really still, even new agents, I always talk about, you know, the people that already know, trust, and love you, especially if you come from another industry, say you're a hairdresser, well, they already trust you with your hair and your looks, chances are down the road, they'll trust you with your real estate business too. So just really taking care of the people that know and love you and that you've already created relationships with. So that's kind of one of the things I like to do. Client parties, I think, are, I got away from them the last couple of years. It just got away from everything with the
COVID. Kind of had to, right? We were kind of forced into that, you know, I mean, not much we could do.
No. And so I just kind of focused a little bit more online. That's where I feel like every agent should make sure they have a really good online presence. Social media is a really big thing in the last, you know, 10 years, especially the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So trying to keep up with some of those online trends and algorithms and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know it all. I definitely hire people to do some of those things for me as well. And I think in the business, really, it's do what you love and what you know you're good at, and then outsource and hire people to do the other things.
Yeah, fantastic. I love it. So tell me, I never like to talk about problems. I don't even use the word problems because we are solution type people, right? We're finding solutions for people that, you know, want to find a home, something that, you know, probably one of the biggest purchases of their life. But what are some of the hurdles that you have to overcome on a regular basis?
Well, people. So I think you have to be a people person, right? But life can throw anything at you. And with your clients, anything can happen within their day too. So you have to be able to ride the ups and downs of the world and things that are going on, but also people's emotions. So I think like that's a big challenge that sometimes when you get into real estate, you don't really think of. You think of the market ups, downs. But that is one thing. You have to be able to relate well with people and go with the flow and understand and be able to communicate with all different kinds of people and their whole situations. And usually when they're buying or selling, there's a lot of emotion that goes into that too, right? There could be a death, right. It could be a divorce situation. It could be really exciting. It's their first home. They're just getting married. But really looking at those challenges and time management, I think that's key, is making sure, you know, they always talk about trying to find life balance. But I think you do have to take control of that and create some sort of structure that I think in real estate, so often people are, oh, someone wants to see a house, they rush right out the door. I feel like there has to be some sort of structure in place. You always have to have time to do some sort of prospecting. So whether that's prospecting or, you know, client follow-up with your old clients and your database, but making sure you structure your days because things always come into play, especially if you become a busy realtor. You'll think you have a day planned out and then you have 10 calls that kind of push you in all different directions and require your time and energy. So
there goes that plan.
And then that plan.
Right? Yeah. So let's talk about something I know you know everything about, Saskatoon. Talk about Saskatoon and, you know, kind of why people move there, and talk about the community a little bit for those of us that don't know much about it.
Yeah, I actually love Saskatoon. I'm not originally from Saskatchewan. So when I moved here, it's one of those funny things. Everyone thought I would just move back either to BC or to Manitoba. Wow. I lived in Alberta for a while. But I feel that when you meet people from Saskatchewan, you can be on holidays, you can travel anywhere in the world, and it's almost like you'll bump into somebody that came from Saskatchewan because they're chatty, they're friendly, they're nice. The people here really are wonderful. Saskatoon is a really fast growing city, and kind of sub areas around it are growing quite well too. We've held our property values quite well in the last 10 to 15 years. So it's still an affordable place to live across Canada, because we have really huge markets that people hear about, the Toronto markets, the Vancouver markets, where, you know, our average sale price to a home is about $320,000 to $350,000, right? So it is affordable living. We have a really good university, really good med program, vet program, dental program. So there's some really good, there's a tech school here as well. And then there's other different science and mining communities and stuff like that around the city too that help hold the economy. We found with COVID too, we have a lot of people moving back. So it was kind of the place that everybody kind of moves from. It's like kind of grow up here, start here, and then they end up wanting to go somewhere else. And right. Now we found there's a lot more of those people coming home. They're selling their properties in other cities where, you know, they sold their small little place for $1.5 million, and now they can buy quite a nice home for $700,000 here.
Yeah, that's nice, huh? Mm-hmm. Nice to get cash buyers like that. Hey, we're ready to go. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you
buy two of them? Yeah. Perfect. So tell me, Marla, how would someone get in touch with you, whether they wanted to buy, list, or maybe they wanted to talk about working with you?
Yeah, for sure. MarlaJansen.com is my website. You can find me out on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Text me, call me. 306-341-3699.
Perfect. Perfect. So last thing, Marla, I always want people, you always say like, you're the hit record today. I'm the DJ spinning the record. If anybody remembers what records are.
I collect them. We love records.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Vinyls are nice. Right. So, vinyl. You know, take us out, you know, take us out the last minute with something positive, either that's on your mind, your heart, your soul that you want to share, either about business, about living in Saskatoon, maybe your pet, family. Take us out with something positive.
Something positive, I think, in life is honestly to show gratitude every day. I always have gratitude in my heart, and I teach that to our children too, is that's where everything should come from a place of gratitude, and leave each day like it could possibly be your last. I know it sounds cheesy, and how do you actually do that? But the conversations you have, the things that you do, I like to plan to go to bed that every day you've kind of done your best. Sometimes it's a good day, sometimes it's a bad day, but knowing tomorrow you can start all over, but trying to make the most of each moment and each day.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's great, Marla. Thank you so much. Marla Jansen Real Estate, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Thank you so much for being on today. I really enjoyed it. I look forward to catching up with you the next 3, 6, 9 months. I'm sure we'll see you again at some point. Have a great rest of the week.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye for now.